Hello, this is Sheldon.
Yes, may I speak with Kevin, please?
May I have a name?
Michael Fontana.
Michael, how are you doing? I think Kevin mentioned me to you as well, Sheldon.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm okay. So he mentioned you because you're going to be doing part of my book today or something?
No, generally I would be just, you know, a medium between Kevin, because Kevin's gotten a lot busy these days, so I am his assistant, and I'll help out in between from time to time.
Okay, so am I going to be doing a session with you today?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Can you tell me, before we start, could you tell me how much of the book has been written?
That I'm not sure of. I'll be very honest. I got hired.
Okay. All right. That's fine then. He's usually been kind of stimulating me with a question, and I kind of ramble on from that point. We're doing sort of a an autobiography / history book or something like that.
Ah, I see.
Do you have a general idea of the subject matter of the book? Did he talk to you about it?
Yes, I have a general idea. But for today, for the first call, I decided let's just get to know each other first, so we can, you know, from further sessions, we'll, you know, continue talking about the book once I've gone through the data he has already made. Okay.
Okay. Is there anything that you'd like to know? What's that?
Tell me about yourself.
Tell me about myself. I'm a martial artist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a father of two kids. I'm the most successful whistleblower that ever lived.
That's nice.
Now, I'm not kidding. What?
That's nice. So how did you find, you know, yourself become an expert whistleblower?
I wouldn't say I'm an expert whistleblower. More or less, I am. I was born with Mercury in Scorpio, but I was born a Libra. Mercury's in Scorpios are excellent lawyers or detectives.
Mm-hmm.
And have you ever heard of Edward Snowden?
No, not really.
He's a whistleblower that lives in Russia right now. He's a famous whistleblower.
Oh.
And there's two famous whistleblowers that live in other countries right now, and they're famous. Julian Assange and Edward Snowden. I have been called by the media and a prophet named Kim Clement.
Mm-hmm.
Prophesize what I was going to do on January 6th, and they're calling me the other Snowden. They are calling me this name. I didn't give myself the name. They did.
Interesting.
Yes, I am the other Snowden. What makes me more successful than them two is by the damage that I did to the deep state cabal on the 6th of January. I did more damage than those two did, and I didn't have to live in another country.
Oh. So,
yeah.
Tell me about the damage that you did.
Do you notice that this country, since October, is becoming more free?
Yeah, yes, I have.
But before October, it was like getting to be really bad, right?
Yeah.
So, are you gonna? I'm gonna give you. I'm gonna fill in the gaps for you because mm-hmm. nobody knows what happened. Mm-hmm. Remember, Joe Rogan all of a sudden got a boost in his career, mm-hmm. and he started interviewing Robert Malone about the shot. And Alex Jones said nobody knows what happened that day on January 6th. And President Trump went and did a rally and said somebody told him that he needs to grow some balls. And at that same time, Marjorie Taylor Greene was crying on the Senate floor about people being assaulted in psychiatric hospitals. Mm-hmm. You're talking to the person that caused all that to happen.
Oh.
Everything I've mentioned to you, I'm the one that caused it.
So how did you end up in that situation?
How did I end up in that situation? The day that 9/11 happened,
mm-hmm.
when George Bush got on the television set and he had that evil look in his eye and he said, if you're not with us, you're with the terrorists. And since that day, they've been taking our freedom away. And that's pretty much when I decided I don't care how long it took, I was going to come after that man, the 43rd president. I found out later what the deep state is and what the cabal is and all of these things about our American history that we're not really taught. We're taught a skewed version of it in school.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of have a calling in life for certain things. I knew in fifth grade there was something wrong with the history books. And I noticed that there was something wrong with the history books when they were talking about a conspiracy theory that the Jesuits killed Abraham Lincoln and all the things about the banking system and the things I learned about. I have surmised that it's my calling in life to do detective work and to catch, I guess, to catch the 43rd president of the United States. And how I pulled that off was on the 6th of January, I heard that the Capitol was going to be attacked by George Soros, who paid rioters to attack the Capitol, and he's been doing this and crippling people's economies all over the world since World War II. My grandfather was in the first special forces ever assembled, and he was the only surviving Ashkenazi Jew. And George Soros is an Ashkenazi Jew, and when he was 15, you could look on national 60 Minutes, he bragged on national television that he took the Jewish people's stuff and got a power trip out of having them thrown in concentration camps when he was 15 years old. And his father paid the Nazis to take him in so he wouldn't have to suffer the same fate as the other Jews. He came over here and bragged about it, and I took a personal offense when I heard that he hired people to attack the Capitol. So I showed up there to botch his plan up. And that's in a nutshell how I ended up. Years of studying George Bush and the deep state and how it operates and the things that I know about and the things I know about the banking system all led me up to the day of January 6th. And during the breach, I infiltrated their operation, and I was at the front of the breach, and I said things on camera and on the video that they didn't want recorded. So that was how I took them down.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I screamed out things that they didn't want the mainstream media have recorded.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I was going to, is this recorded, by the way?
This line?
Yeah. Is this phone call recorded?
Yes.
Okay, good. Is there anything else you'd like to know, or?
Well, about this, since you called this time, I originally planned on calling you for details, but since Kevin is not available today, I'll ask for questions that he has, okay, and then I'll call you up and ask you those, okay?
So you're going to ask me questions that he has?
Yes.
Now, or are you going to call me another time?
I'm going to call you another time, okay?
Okay. Is there anything else that you want us to discuss here on the phone?
Not really, not now. For now, take my email, okay? So if you want to reach
okay.
out, you can do it that way. Do you have a pen and paper?
Yeah, hold on a minute. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Sheldon,
S-H-E. E is an S-H-E.
E is an elephant.
S-H-E is an elephant.
L is in Larry.
Okay.
D is in David. O is in Oscar. N as in Nancy. Hyphen.
Hyphen.
Yeah.
Well, what's a hyphen? How do you make a hyphen? I forgot.
The minus.
A slash mark?
Yeah, the minus.
Oh, okay. The minus sign.
Yeah.
Okay.
Benjamin.
Benjamin?
Yeah.
B-E-N-G-E. B-E-N-J?
Yeah.
A, right?
I-M-E-N?
I-N. Benjamin.
Yeah. At gnomebookwriting.com.
At, how do you spell gnomebook?
G-N-O-M-E.
G-N-O-M-E?
Yeah. gnomebookwriting.com.
Okay.
This has been a good session.
So, what's that?
This has been a good session.
It was, okay.
Yeah. I look forward to the next one. I'll ask Kevin for questions, and then I'll get back to you, okay?
Okay, and you could find out, like, is he's been writing the book, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll get you
all right.
Call as well, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Perfect. Have a good day.
I wanted to say one more thing, just because I'll email it to you. It'll probably be better that way. But there's certain people that have some really good information. Mm-hmm. There's a woman that I follow. Her name is Mel Kay, and I'm trying to get her to be a co-signer, a co-writer, or an endorser, something to help me to sell this book. But there are some videos that have good content about the deep state and things you can learn from it that you can throw in my book that maybe I could turn you guys on to watching them or whatever, you know?
Okay. Well, how about you get an email on that and I'll look into it, okay?
Okay, great.
Perfect.
So when am I expecting to hear from you?
Probably by this week sometime, end of this week. Okay?
A particular day, or are you just going to let me know? Or
it depends on Kevin, to be very honest.
Depends on what?
Kevin.
Okay. All right, then I'll be waiting.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Welcome. Have a good day.
All right.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.